Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. And you're invited to come in and join us. Join us by dialing the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. And let us know what you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. And we'll put our 45 years of building and remodeling experience to work for you to help guide you through to the completion of whatever it is you're trying to get done.
And lots of people are trying to get things done around the house with being at home so much and realizing that they maybe don't want to put up with what they've been putting up with because they're there all the time. So we get lots of calls for DIY things. We get lots of calls for our referral network wanting to know who's reliable to do the job.
One of the things that we're trying to do and have been trying to do for the last 32 years that we've been on air is be like that favorite nephew that I may not know the answer to what you're doing, but I'll know somebody that does. So we try and become your best friend. We don't try and be the expert on everything, but we do try and be the clearinghouse of accurate information about Arizona homeownership. And one of the ways we do that is we publish a home maintenance calendar, and they are hot off the press. Just got delivered to the office this week for 2021. If you'd like a 2021 calendar, you can reach out to info@rosieonthehouse.com and let us know. But please, if you're on the mailing list and you've already received a 2019 calendar, you're already on the mailing list. You don't need to reach back out to us. We already have your address. You're already automatically enrolled to receive the updated calendar. But if you've never received a Rosie calendar, it is like a home maintenance manual. It tells you what topics we're going to be covering on the show throughout the course of all next year. So any particular topic that you're interested in, you can alert yourself and put a reminder in your day timer and make sure you don't miss that show. If you ever do miss a show, don't cry about it. We have everything stored on the internet machine. You can get to it through the podcast app, as well as, you know, stored in our frequently asked questions and all questions we've ever been asked on air. All the answers are there at the website, rosieonthehouse.com.
We do. And the calendar this year, I have to say, is the most beautiful one yet. They did a really nice job putting it together. Team effort. Lots of good deals along the bottom. And it's a nice wall calendar. So you can hang it where you can be reminded. And then there's hashtags that go with each month. We have the topic of the weeks listed. And there's a hashtag there. And there's also a digital copy. So you can click right through to the topics that way as well. But you know what just launched this week? Romy's so excited.
I have to say this
because Romy's not here, and he's so excited about it. Miss Jen Gurr at the office worked really hard to get together. If you go to Rosie on the House, you will still to find the e-commerce store. You still go to the home page, and there's a tab for e-store, but it takes you to its own website portal right from our website. And you can put more than one thing in your basket. Things are categorized. Just a great place to maybe start your shopping for the holidays, all kinds of things made in America. These are things we've all tested. So the things were, I think my favorite thing on there is an American, U.S. flag made in America.
Yeah, it's nice. And the e-commerce store on our website, folks, it's not like a hardware store. It's not filled with millions and millions of things. It's just little interesting tools that we have found work really well that are made in America that we just wanted to make sure had the opportunity to get the most exposure as possible. So it is a great opportunity for your handyman or handy woman, handy gal around the house to check the e-commerce store, and you might find something you like there for the holidays.
And not everything is made in America, but a lot of it is. We try really hard to stay there, but there's some things we have found that we thought were still worth putting up there.
There's even some Rosie on the House tools that are monogrammed and logoed Rosie on the House. Hammers, toolboxes, tape measures, torpedo levels, channel lock pliers. So makes an interesting little gift idea.
The Rosie E-Store.
The Rosie E-Store. You can find it at rosieonthehouse.com. So one of the things we're trying to get everybody ready for is this upcoming holiday season. And we would ask you, I mean, life is busy. And man, it's hectic. And man, 2020 has been an incredible hectic year, that's for sure. And if you have family that feel comfortable traveling and are planning on arriving at your house, we're currently entertaining a pretty good crowd at our house right now. All family, all safe, all healthy. We kind of polled each other and said, now look, we planned on doing this way before all of this outbreak. Are y'all all still comfortable doing it? And everybody, yeah, let's do it. So we're happy to have grandkids and kids and their spouses in a big group. But we are doing things different than we have in the past.
We are. You be careful not to share utensils. We've got that great Bosch dishwasher now sanitizing everything. You know, we don't kind of huddle together like we used to. We couple of couples, we watch TV apart from each other. So, and we have done a lot of time outside, a lot of time on the back porch. Grandpa had a camping trip with the grandsons.
That
I had a horse
awesome.
Camp with the granddaughters. We've just had a great time.
So one of the things we'd ask you to think about with guests coming for the holidays is just kind of go through a little checklist. It occurred to me, I want to say this was about maybe 7 or 8 years ago. We had guests coming, and I thought, you know, I'm going to stay in that room. And I found out, you know, well, that fan makes a ticking noise. You know, that would have driven me nuts as a guest of the house. So the fan got replaced. There was no alarm clock or any way to tell time in that room. So we put a little digital clock in there. Just go stay in the room you're anticipating your guest stay in. Make sure, you know, the mattress is still firm enough to support you. Take a look at the bathroom and get some fresh linens and towels.
You know, we should have read this article last week before everybody got here. Because my mom stayed with us all summer.
That's right.
And she tends to get cold. So we had actually worked hard to block off all the air that comes through the vent, the ductwork, because we like the house cold and she likes it warm. So we didn't do the testing overnight thing. So about the fourth night in, my daughter came out and said, Mom, this room is so hot. There's no air moving. So he walked in, looked up, and sure enough, it was still all blocked off. So
we had it completely blocked off.
So, staying in the room is a good idea.
I think I can fix that. Hang on one second. So that's one of the reasons that you get in the habit of staying in the room prior to the guests arriving. And I kind of like to think of it as like when you go to the bed and breakfasts, what are the nice little welcoming touches that really make it feel like you went a little out of your way to super accommodate your guests? That goes a long way in them appreciating the opportunity to come and stay.
I liked your idea about having a little information card with the Wi-Fi and internet. That's so important anymore. You know, just have a central station where it's posted, let them know, or give them their own little card so they can stay connected.
Are we ever going to get an easy password for our Wi-Fi?
I don't know.
Man, that is a long
it is.
Password.
It
really is. I would ask you, depending on the guest you have coming, make sure everything is well lit. Even to the point of motion detector walk lights down the hallway, will they be able to get from the bedroom to the restroom in the middle of the night? What motion-activated lights do you have in the bathroom? Just little simple things like that can make a really big difference. And boy, the last thing you would want to have happen is somebody coming over to the house and take a fall or a spill or stub their toe, not having quite enough light to get in, about, and around. You know, you have your floor plan memorized, and you can walk through the house with your eyes closed. But guests don't. So give them that little bit of extra light. How about just a place to put the luggage?
That's huge.
It's really huge. Rather than just throwing it on the floor and leaving it open, providing some closet space. Go ahead and clean off 2 feet of closet rod and take that chest of drawers and give them a drawer or two so that the suitcase can be unloaded. They can literally move in and put the suitcase in storage out where the rest of the suitcases are in the garage or the utility closet.
You know, this was an article we had talked about a couple years ago, but we updated it this year because there are people who are compromised, health compromised, that can't do what we have done. And so we talked about in the end of the article just some ideas on including family, maybe Zoom while you're eating your family. You know, you got family across town or across the country.
Sure.
Just with everybody's pretty good at Zoom now. You can connect, FaceTime, whatever, so that you include them in the special moments, take some time to reach out. If you don't have all that, you could still, cards and letters are still very much appreciated. Just don't forget about, there are so many people still locked, you know, staying at home, especially the elderly. You know, I know a group home, most group homes are not letting people in still. So that can be really tough. It's going to be an extra lonely time for people. So make time for them as well.
You know, in the blog, there's something really cool during the holidays about having morning coffee with family members mm-hmm. that are away. And that's perfect for Zoom. You know, you can have a nice screen right there on the table. And, you know, there's always going to be some kids, the younger kids or the grandkids, they know everything about technology. Just say, hey, fix this the way we want it.
There you go.
And you're good to go.
I know a lot of caretakers will take the time to help the elderly get set up, too, if it's not something they usually do. So you should be able to find somebody who can help you connect with family.
Yeah, it's so cool. My mom got a chance to watch my niece get married on the beach in Florida at her apartment in Louisiana.
There you go.
Wonderful.
It was great. On her little phone.
Oh.
She's 98 and she texts.
That's awesome.
Go girl.
That's great. Well, the video conferencing and the video Zooming has certainly gone much farther, much faster than it ordinarily would have over the course of this crazy 2020 year. So we're talking about hospitality and making your home comfortable for the upcoming guest holiday season that we hope you're celebrating. We've got more tips, and I've got the answer to why plumbing systems only back up during the holidays when your guests are in the house.